torture you. Take my hand through the flames. I torture you. I'm a slave to I'm your games. I'm just a sucker for pain. I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain. I'm a sucker for pain. I got the squad tatted on me from my neck to my ankles. The pressure from the man got us all in rebellion. We gon' go to war, yeah, without failure. Do it for the fam, dog. 10 toes down, dog. Love and the loyalty, that's what we stand for.
Live from the 1480 studios, AMKPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J, Trisha, Eric, the lovely Kathleen. Oh, I don't see her anymore. She was back there. I think Eric is making room for her. There she is, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, with the beautiful pearls. Remember we, right, Trisha? She has really nice pearls. Are those pearls, too? Those are, last week you had different type, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, without the pearls? Yeah, it's very nice. Really. I like them.
Completes the outfit.
So Joseph J has a cowboy hat on again.
Why not?
Well, he was rakishly handsome in it last time.
Yes, and I have my, what?
Woo. Wow, really? I didn't
know. Isn't that what somebody said, that he was rakishly handsome?
Rakishly?
Possibly. I don't know.
We got
someone on here this time. Am I racist?
No. I think she said ransomely.
Ransomly
handsome. No. Rakishly. Rakishly. R-A-K-I-S-H.
No, ransomly handsome. But ransom has come up in the news quite often this week, hasn't it, Eric and Kathleen? Right?
Ransom?
Yeah, the 400 million Iran?
That looked funny.
Oh, yeah, the Donald Trump thing.
What's up with that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happened. Okay.
Yeah. You got to join us on Periscope, by the way. You just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
And we're right there. And we do have people watching us. And they haven't said if I was handsome yet. So
No. Maybe they're watching you, Joseph. They're watching me.
Yes. They're watching me in my cowboy hat. Yeah. And you see, that's a Batman symbol there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like it. It looks like it's biting you.
And it's biting me.
And you're enjoying it, it looks like.
Yeah. And they still haven't said I'm handsome. So that's good. Last week was better. Apparently, my look last week was a lot better. But that's okay. What's that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
So,
by the way, that was from the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
They have a great soundtrack, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, wow. I loved it.
Sucker for Pain.
Well.
What?
Like Greg was, or not Greg, what? Like Dave was just saying.
Yes.
What?
And they're just writing Panic is Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Panic is Bay. We have some songs from Panic at the Disco coming up, but that was not by Panic at the Disco.
No,
that
but
was
there's Eminem.
Yeah,
the soundtrack is amazing, amazing.
And that song alone for Sucker for Pain, there's a bunch of different musical artists singing that song.
So it's a good one, huh?
Yeah. But we'll find out if the movie is any good in just a few minutes. So, by the way, we have on former LAPD officer and CIA officer, current security specialist Henderson Cooper. He's going to be telling us in our next segment.
Henderson.
We'll call him Coop, okay? Coop?
Henderson from Las Vegas?
No, just Coop.
A mini Cooper?
Can you say Coop?
Is he okay being called Coop?
Yes, he prefers to be called Coop.
Okay.
So... We will call him Coop, and he will tell us all about using bad guys. They're saying Dave is funny.
I am
on Periscope.
I'm ransomly funny.
Yeah, you're funny, but I'm not handsome today, so that's good.
I'm ravishly.
I don't know. Where's the people last week? Can we get the people last
no,
week?
No, we want the people
now,
that think
okay.
I'm funny.
But Coop, so Coop is going to talk about like clandestine,
he's yes.
overt, or
yes,
o-
in
not,
real life,
not overt. Excuse me.
Using but, bad yeah. guys undercover to be good guys as okay. good guys. Yeah,
undercover. Cover?
Yeah, not well, under the covers.
You mean like bad guys that pick up women and then they do
bad
go undercover?
No.
I think
no,
that's
no,
what you're talking
no,
about.
No, it's not what he's talking
no,
about.
Not that.
Not that's undercover?
Not, no, no,
not
no,
that
no.
kind.
You mean
no.
it's too hot in Arizona? You don't
well,
need covers?
I wouldn't.
He's talking about
Margot
covert
Robbie.
Ops.
I know.
Margot
covert
Robbie.
Ops.
That would. I wouldn't mind. Margot Robbie.
Who?
Margot Robbie.
I don't know her.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
Mighty Quinn?
No, she's the girl who's the actress who played Harley Quinn in Suicide Bomb or Suicide
Squad. Yeah.
Oh, I
she's got
it.
The tattoo on her cheek.
And the medal count, for those who want to know, is 2-1 China.
Okay. And yes, the Olympics also started. And I was told we love the Olympics. We are so excited that that started yesterday and that Days of Our Lives isn't going to be on for 4 weeks, and neither is America's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
And that was sarcasm.
Wow, I was going to say a little bitter there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives came before America's Got Talent. Now, that's scary.
Well, because that's on every day. America's Got Talent's only on twice.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
But, wow. But
because, you know, I can't get my fix of Adrian, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she liked me, didn't she?
Yes.
She liked me. It's all about you, Dave.
It's all about you. Dave is funny. It's just LOL at Dave. Great. Wow. You got your fan club on here today.
Now, wait. Is that a male or female?
It's a female.
Talking. Oh, how old, though?
I don't know.
Okay. Got to put your
age. Bobby's age. All right. So.
The magic number, 18.
All right.
Right? Oh, yeah. Isn't it?
Bobby's age. I was thinking more like 12.
Oh, great.
All right. So, by the way, Henderson Cooper is going to be joining us. And speaking of America's Got Talent, we're also going to be speaking with Sophie Dossey. I think she's about 14. She's going to be, she's from America's Got Talent. She's the contortionist, and we know her. She knows how to eat apples with her feet. And also...
Well, she doesn't eat them with her feet. She holds them with her feet while she eats them with her mouth.
That's true. That's true.
Now, I was going to say, somebody with a foot fetish might really, really like that otherwise.
Yeah, if you like the Second Amendment, then you want to honor Virginia Thrasher, who won a gold medal in shooting.
By the way, Dave...
Already? Giving out gold medals?
And shooting, the Second Amendment, right?
Dave, you might be interested... You might be interested, Dave, in this person. They wanted to know your Periscope name.
Which do I have one?
I believe you do, but we'll have to give them that because they said that they can eat the apple by using their feet holding the apple. So I don't know.
And what's that have to do with me?
Well, no, it has to do with our contortionist.
Yeah, our contortionist.
Oh,
because
I have plenty of apples.
Okay, apple doesn't fall far.
And if you
from
run
the tree.
Out, you can get more.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, so Sophie is extremely talented, and she knows how to shoot the bow and arrow and blindfold and everything with her feet, and she's truly amazing, and she is through to the next round of America's Got Talent. She made it through the quarterfinals, mm-hmm. and now she's through to the semifinals.
Very good.
We're very excited to have her on the show.
Okay, excellent. Now I've got to bring this up.
Yes.
Does she have arms?
Well, yes.
Okay, but I want to tell you.
Why does she eat the apple?
No. It's because she's a contortionist and she can. But right. I want to tell you, there are people who are living their entire life without arms that do everything with their feet. They care for their babies. They feed their babies. They're able to do all of these things with just their feet because they have no arms. And so, I mean, I think this is phenomenal and it's a great talent for somebody who has all four of their limbs. But I think we also should call out that there's a lot of people who that is just their life.
That's true.
And so we have been able to, I mean, there's painters with no arms that paint with their feet. It's phenomenal. Check it out.
My left foot.
That was a movie, Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
You got it.
Was that about that? Was that the subject?
It was about a guy who could only use his feet to do things.
Oh, yeah. He's a great
actor. But it wasn't
actor.
Because he was armless. It was because he had multiple sclerosis or something.
Oh, did you see Streets?
Yeah, and I just remember that there's a mom that had no arms who had a baby, and everybody was wondering how she'd be able to care for it. So they actually showed her changing diapers, feeding the baby and everything. It's pretty amazing.
That's tough.
You know what? Our bodies are amazing. They can adjust and adapt. They can adjust and adapt in incredible ways.
Joseph likes to think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? We are human beings. We always adapt.
But are we human beings having a human experience, or are spiritual beings having a human experience?
We are spiritual souls having a human experience.
Anyone want to agree with that? Do I get a amen?
My heart loves your heart.
Too metaphysical for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We were born to be together.
What?
I don't know.
Stop looking at me when you say that. I can't believe it. He's staring into my eyes.
Okay, you need to stop wearing those pheromones then, Dave.
I don't know. I don't have pheromones.
You got Dave, the people. You got the people on Periscope going after you. You've got...
yeah. Dave, your eyes remind me of hot chocolate with specks of little specks of marshmallows. Marshmallow gold in them.
I don't get that one.
You know?
That's not a pickup line.
It isn't.
Certainly didn't work.
I think you just made that one up.
Yeah, I think you did.
Wow.
Try that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I have.
Joseph, I think Joseph is in too close a proximity with you, and he's getting all those pheromones.
Is it getting hot in there?
It is a little hot in here.
Should I turn on the fan?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Your eyes remind me of like the color of acorns on a fall
day. I just meant Joseph's
day.
Heating up the whole room
yeah,
in there.
It's just like a fall day. Yeah,
yeah,
acorns,
I was thinking that maybe you guys had
acorns.
Fogged up that
the
window.
Color of nature. It's like when I went to Zion, they looked like the color of all the rock and everything.
Now let's ask Eric and Kathleen real quick. You know who Hope Solo is?
I don't.
Oh. Really? You don't know who
Hope
Solo is?
Well, the goaltender for the U.S. national women's soccer team.
Oh, yes. Like I would know that.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. She's fairly
but very good. They're three-time gold medalists or four-time. They've won a lot. The thing is, and she's one of the best goaltenders in the world. Now, she wants to be a mom someday, so she wasn't sure if she wanted to go to Brazil where the Zika's thing is happening. But then she decided to. And she took a picture with a beekeeper outfit on her. So
it's called mosquito netting, but
that's
okay.
Yeah, mosquito netting. So every time she touched the ball, or pretty much every time, the crowd in Rio, the home crowd, I guess, they would yell, Zika's.
Was she wearing this mosquito netting
no,
as she plays?
But that sort of...
No, but that's what she was wearing when she arrived, I think, or something like that.
I mean, do you think that's... I don't know. I didn't like it. I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't you be afraid if you're... You
but
know,
here's the thing. I mean, Hope Solo's been a controversial character in the sports world quite a bit. And because it's because the American women have dominated and in a sport
sure.
in a sport that normally is more international, I think that she's just...
You're winking.
You know,
he's winking
I know,
at the
he's
camera.
Totally... I know.
Eric. And Kathleen, what do we do with this young man? He winks at the camera all the time.
I know.
People are complimenting me. So what am I supposed to do? I'm keeping my mouth shut. You've never winked at a camera.
No.
He's looking at the camera while he's talking to you. Now that's what's scary.
Anyway, okay.
Shout out to Rosie and shout out to Savvy.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Huh? Not Rosie O'Donnell. Why would Rosie O'Donnell be listening to us?
Because we're really terrific.
But Rosie O'Donnell.
There's a good laugh. Okay.
Well, shout out to those two. Thanks
the
for
Savvy
all the compliments.
And Rosie?
Savvy and Rosie, yes. Savvy's a great name, isn't it?
I don't know what it means.
How do you spell it?
Yeah. S-A-V-V-Y.
Savvy.
It's a good name. Anyone who made that name up. Yeah, that's
yeah
a good name.
Like you're sort of savvy.
Like you know things.
I think it's short for Savannah.
Savannah?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Savannah.
Yes, that's a beautiful name, isn't it?
It really is,
yeah,
right?
It is.
I Savannah, agree. That's a... What do you call her? Savvy or Savna?
Savna. No, Savvy.
Nah,
you call
like
her Savvy.
Sha-na-na.
No.
You haven't heard of that group? Eric
Yes,
has.
I have.
Okay. I went to a Sha-na-na concert.
Did you?
I got kicked out for being too loud.
Too loud? How do you get too loud?
Seriously?
Seriously, I was kicked out for being too loud.
Wow, that's weird. I don't know how you could over... yell over loudspeakers. Or amplifiers.
There was a bunch of women and children.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What?
They're first. They get off the boat first on the Titanic.
Oh.
Yeah, and Billy Zane.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah. I saw that again.
You did?
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Rose.
Come back. Come back. Remember
Rose.
That one?
Yeah. Kate Winslet in that car.
Yeah, I knew you'd bring that one up with the handprint.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Ever done that?
I've had many handprints in my life.
All right. We put that in the camera. All right. Fun. Well, you know what?
We digress.
Yes.
And now I'm getting texts from
and
other people
for today's,
that are listening. By the way.
Gymnast. Okay.
Oh, I have to share something really quick.
We're off track, aren't we, Joseph?
Yes, we are,
Trisha,
but I have to.
You're,
oh,
Trisha,
my goodness. Last weekend, we had a phenomenal weekend at Aji Spa and down in Chandler. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And they have this delicious nut mix that they have and these like granola bar type things called Aji Spa bars. They are phenomenal. And folks, they share the recipe. And I made them in San Diego and they're yummy. So thank you to Aji Spa.
Aji. There's nothing like coffee when you think of Aji.
Yes.
Right. I don't know.
Coffee?
I made up a commercial on the spot. What can I say?
No, we're talking about their nuts and their nut bar.
Yeah. Whoa.
You love those. Remember those little bars? Those
I love
yummy.
The bars.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I did indeed.
Yeah, and their snack mix of nuts.
Oh.
Is Dave okay?
God, I knew that we'd get to that. What happened to Funny?
He sounds... like he's having a stroke.
Oh, just great. Who said that? Which one is that?
The same one that could eat the apple with her feet.
Ask her. Oh, well, of course. But where's the one that said I was
so
funny,
what's the theme
though?
Of our show
her,
today?
The same one. Yeah, the theme of our show is Suicide Squad. And just to be clear, yeah, whoever...
Is that what you guys are trying to commit right now?
Probably.
Oh. Radio suicide?
Career suicide?
Yeah, radio suicide.
Yes, but... yeah, good names, good names. All right, so Suicide Squad. Dave, did you get to see Suicide Squad?
I saw part of it.
And okay, all right.
And then he fell asleep.
I did.
And it's Dave.
You're right.
I saw the whole thing.
All right, I saw the whole thing too. How full was your theater?
It was pretty good. Well, three quarters, right? Maybe.
It was about 65%.
Most places were sold
but
out.
But most of the places with the nice seats were sold out.
Yeah. Okay. You're winking again.
What is this? Savvy said to, she'd be right back. Okay, it's good.
You wink when she goes away?
You want me to do like this whole exchange? Just like a silent exchange?
Just nod your head.
Nod your head. It's like Will Smith. That's another song. Will Smith. Nod your head.
Well, the time I woke up.
No, wait a minute.
What?
That's his daughter.
No. Nod your head. Not that. Whatever.
I will say one thing. One of the true underrated actors of all time so far, still young.
Jai Courtney.
Jared Leto.
Yeah. Wow. Did he do it?
I thought he did a fantastic job. He is good.
Yeah.
He's always been good, this guy.
Well, he's the Joker.
Well, there's a big...
It only takes him 60 seconds to get to Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
From one of his films.
Oh. Yeah.
No, it's the name of his band.
That's his band.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a great musician, too. He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, all I know is that he did a fantastic job in the Dallas Buyers Club.
Well, one best supporting actor.
And again, here is the Joker.
Yes, he's the Joker,
of course. He creeped me out. He did a good
job. Steve Prefontaine, phenomenal. He played... You know, the great runner from Oregon State.
Okay. Cara Delevingne.
That's easy.
Sounds like I'm having a stroke now. She's what did they call her? Some of the times it was the Enchantress.
The Enchantress.
Was that the blonde girl?
She talked like this, and she was...
Is that the one that was in Johnny Depp's movie? The one in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Was she? She was the mermaid, wasn't she? Maybe?
No, the witch, type?
No, I don't think so. Oh. No. No, but she also played the, she was in that, Paper Towns. Paper Towns.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So I didn't see her.
Yeah, she's in this film also, Jared Leto. Margot Robbie, as we said, beautiful Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. And Will Smith, of course.
He did a good job.
Yeah,
he did
a good job. They play supervillains who are given a shot at redemption by embarking on a heroic mission that will most likely mean the death of them all.
Mm. So and who is it that plays Will Smith's daughter? She did a great job.
I don't know. Yeah,
very,
she did a
very
job.
small role, but excellent job.
Speaking of small roles, there's some controversy that Jared Leto is upset that a lot of his scenes as the Joker were cut. I thought that he did the best job with Harley Quinn. I think that there would have been a much better movie here if it was about like a Bonnie and Clyde type of situation with them two. Hopefully maybe they make that with Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Yeah.
Just with these two actors, because I think that would be a really terrific movie, because the scenes early on with them are great, and then we see them later on, and we don't want to reveal too much that's going on, but that's great. Like you said, Will Smith's good. I thought the first half of the movie was very wild and fun and funny, and then about halfway through, I started to get a little bit...
Like Dave did?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, did you? No, I woke up halfway through.
Was it the scene when they actually were finally at the top of the building, right before...
It was the scene when they were... The
helicopter
the evil
showed
woman
up?
Or...
Oh, that was a little probably later.
Yeah, that was later. That's when I saw it. I thought, hey, that's a good movie. I wonder what happened before.
Oh, okay. So that's when you woke up.
So you went into a theater and you fell asleep before the movie started and then woke up halfway through?
No, about three quarters. He saw the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning, but I started to doze off. But then
during
I woke
the introduction,
because
they're introducing the characters.
What are you doing?
They're introducing the characters first.
Yeah, what are you doing at night that you can't stay up during a movie?
He fell asleep driving over here too.
Oh, that's not good.
Holding a sandwich.
No, I was driving.
Okay. Well, I'm giving Suicide Squad 3 stars.
Three stars.
Come on, it's 3 out of 5. That's
three
not
out
bad.
Of five. It's not bad.
Okay.
I think that a lot of the critics are being very unfair to it.
I think
that the people that are backing up and saying
like
it's wonderful, I think that they're a little bit...
Is it for kids,
it.
Do you think?
Oh,
or?
Gosh, no.
That's
no.
what I'm saying. No. I want everybody to be aware.
There were kids in my
PG-13,
theater.
I honestly would not have any child under the age of 13 in that audience. No. This is definitely not a kid's film.
Yeah, there's some scary moments. And
well, it's not even just that. There's a lot of inappropriateness that you just should not be exposing children to.
You mean I slept at the wrong parts?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you weren't going, ooh, Harley Quinn.
Oh, I saw her. The blonde, right?
Yes.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She is. You want to meet her?
Of course.
I can arrange it.
Can she be dressed as Harley Quinn, though?
She could be dressed as a cowgirl.
What?
Does she need to be dressed as she's cute as it is?
No, but I mean, it's like the fantasy. It's like, you know.
But you know, it's interesting. I thought she was even more beautiful as the doctor. But Quinn, whatever. Quinlan.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah. But I will tell you that... You want me to tell you what I gave it?
Of course, yes. Please.
Okay.
So right. 3 stars for me.
Right. I also gave it 3 stars.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, because as I always do, I listen to what people that are also in the audience say.
Mm-hmm.
There was a large contingency of people in our theater that were dressed as Batman, mm-hmm. Harley Quinn, et cetera, et cetera. As we were
leaving. I went as Harley Quinn.
But it was interesting. Yeah, you would. Joseph would. I gave it 3 stars as well. I think the concept was good. But even people that aren't into the comic book characters, they don't really know the story. They give enough background on each of them that it's enjoyable even for a non-comic book person.
Yeah, I agree. So 3 stars. Dave, are you able to give a star?
What I saw was definitely 3 stars. The about the 20 minutes of it. And
okay, good.
But but if I saw the whole thing, and if the Joker, you know, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
If he was like that the whole thing, I might have upgraded it.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to hurt you real bad.
He is just such an amazing... Right?
He did.
Why
he
doesn't
did
he get more parts? I mean, this guy is a true phenomenon actor, right?
He did a phenomenal job.
Why doesn't he get more parts? This doesn't make sense.
We'll find out more.
And I do like it. It does have a little bit of a moral.
Yes, it
does.
Which
I thought was really good, too, with the various characters and things. So that was the redeeming factor for it.
And I think that we might get to some of that moral in our next segment. Let's go ahead and start playing the first part of Bohemian Rhapsody. Here's Panic at the Disco.
I like this song.
Woo. Yeah, it's not the same as Queen, though. I'm sorry.
I know.
Oh.
It doesn't even compare.
Queen was the original. Now,
this is the version that's in the movie.
Queen is great, right, Eric? Yeah, I love Queen.
Can I get an espresso machine, please?
Sure.
All right. Inside joke. Funny.
If it'll keep you from hanging from the bars, yes.
Yes, and of course, also BET.
What is BET?
And letters from my daughter. Okay, so you got to see the movie now.
I gotcha.
After the break, we're going to have on Henderson Cooper to tell us a little more about bad guys undercover as good guys.
And thank you for your patience,
this
Coop.
This is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Mama just killed a man.